There are little Buddhas that the international course, our course, can get. There are only some, but so whoever wants one can get one. Whoever doesn't want one, you don't need one. They're just small ones. People offered them to him, and so he can distribute them. These are nice small ones, so it's easy. Don't offer big, huge Buddhas to me, please. I have nowhere to put them. Just the little ones are good. I can distribute them easily. These are just images. These are just objects. What I do is I build real Buddhas. I build hearts. Some of us get really deceived by who are great beings, who are arahants. Some people even claim that their master at their center is a Buddha. That's pretty dumb. That's pretty dumb to believe these things. Let's not be foolish. When you hear that someone when monks are with other monks and one of them declares that they're an enlightened monk at some level, then don't accept it. They don't accept it, but they don't refuse it. They just take a look and see if those defilements are gone. But no one can eliminate our defilements for us. We have to do it on ourselves. Only the Buddha is one who can officially declare that one has reached a stage of enlightenment. So let's not play games in our mind and say this person is this level and that person is that level. Lompa is an arahant. He said, just listen to the teachings and see for yourself. Are the teachings what take us out of suffering? Practice and see. That's far more important than gossiping about whether Lungpa is an arahant or not. That's just a restless mind. And that's just falling slave to the defilements. We have to fight these defilements. Sometimes people come to Lungpa, and they, monks do, and they declare that they're arahants to Lungpa. They said, I'm finished the work. Me and nature are one. He doesn't know what to do when he hears that. He just looks at the monk and says, why don't you practice mindfulness? This happens a lot, but you have to be equanimous towards these people. Some people, they've never learned one day with Lungpa, but then they just come to get Lungpa to declare that they're an arahant, and then they can go and teach. Lungpa had opportunities to be with some of the great masters in Thailand in the past. None of them ever declared themselves as arahants. But I believed that they were arahants because whatever they taught me and I practiced it, it helped me to wash away the defilements too. Looking back, each arahant that he learned with were really, really beautiful, pure and clean hearts. But they all had different personalities. like Lung Pu Tet, just had the most beautiful presence. He was so light and so bright and spoke softly. Lung Ta Mahabua was different. He was moving around, fidgety, and this type of thing. He wasn't as soft and delicate. That was just his personality. But if you look through, there was no ego there. No one was doing it. It was just the demeanor. But I'm not making fun of Lung Ta Mahabua. Let's not take this in the wrong way. Just everyone has different personalities. So let's become aware. Learn the two types of samadhis. Don't know in a stressful way. We'll never be comfortable. If we learned jhana, to be an expert in jhana, there are four aspects. An expert in entering, expert in remaining and sustaining the state, an expert in exiting jhana. And he says, the rest of us here, all of us here are experts at exiting these jhanas because we're out of them all the time. But we can't call that an expert. You have to be able to enter before you're able to exit. That's all we here are able to do is just be outside of them. We can't call that an expert. The fourth aspect is being able to walk the path of wisdom in the jhanas. He's talking about a master that was an expert, such an expert in jhanas that he would just wish for which jhana he's going to enter and then enter it directly, immediately. Once there was a snake he said in his meditation, I believe, that he entered the mouth of a huge snake. And he moved on to talking about the great snake Naga in the Buddha's time. With great psychic powers. He's talking about a snake. The snake has his mouth open, trying to bite this guy every time he went into, he's trying to bite the guy, but he would escape in jhana, come back, escape in jhana as fast as a snake can open and close its mouth. But if we're this good at jhana, we've been practicing it for many years, many lifetimes. We can't be that good at it if we've practiced it only for a lifetime or so. It's almost like we're an athlete at jhana. Only some arahants are able to do such things. Not all of them. Let's not play with these things. It's sort of like a poor person wanting to play with something that rich people get to play with. But let's not waste our time with such things. It's like if we don't have any money to buy something expensive and we get to play with it, and we really want it, let's not want anything that's way above our abilities. That's just painful. Looking at faces like ours, I don't mean to put us down or anything, but it's too hard for us to enter jhana. We're just too busy and restless of minds. That is our demeanor. So let's practice momentary concentration instead. This is the type of samadhi that just happens a moment at a time, not holding the mind still, just picking a meditation object to see the mind go off, move off again and again. Then we get momentary samadhi. Again and again, it goes again, we know it, it moves off again, we know it. As we get to see it faster and faster moving, it appears as if we're able to sustain the state of samadhi. But really, it's just moment to moment to moment. But those who are able to achieve jhana, they can sit for hours, they can sit for days sometimes. But even when they do that, each mind that's in jhana appears and disappears just the same. It's still moment to moment, but it's successive moments. The mind is always arising and falling from moment to moment. So we can have the same states of samadhi, but just for a moment, but we aren't able to repeat that moment successively. But if we're able to do it often, it's as if we're someone who practices jhana. It isn't that hard, momentary samadhi. Just seeing the mind go out again and again, we'll be able to do it only a day or two, and we'll start to get the hang of it. After we can get the hang of it, then we do the real work, which is the path of wisdom. So we have a moral mind, which is a normal human mind. Then we bring the quality of mind that is the stable observer. And then we have the basis for wisdom practice. These support the real work, this morality and samadhi training. So we adapt our mind, turn it to one that is ready for wisdom, a mind that is within itself, not out in the world. Once the mind is the stable observer, then we practice walking the path of wisdom, seeing the truth of the way things are. We can't skip any of these steps. Skipping any of these steps makes it extremely difficult for any progress to occur. Oh, when I think back, I've killed so many arahants over the years. People coming in thinking they're arahants and then showing them that they're not. The way to show people is to show people their own defilements. We take a look and see what defilements are still there, which are gone. And the ones that are gone, are they gone temporarily? Or have they been washed away forever? Let's not believe that people are arahants or so easily. So, sending in our homework. Put up our numbers if we need to. One and two. Sorry, don't get it. Something about Tylenol. I don't know. Oh, I think it was one of the people staying in the temple's a doctor, and it looked like he was writing something so beautiful, writing something about Dhamma, but actually he was just writing a prescription for Tylenol. Okay, I did it. Yep, you're fine today. Pass. You're practicing more naturally, but you're holding the watcher. But it's okay, it's not too... You're not holding it too tight. Now it's too tight. Your face changed to be a tight one, you see. Sometimes a sigh of relief helps when we're too tight. To find that middle way between holding too tight and letting go too much and too long. We're not practicing for the mind to be good. We're just practicing to see that the mind isn't us. So we just see phenomena as they are and not try to change them. Don't be so sad. This is the way the world is. He was reminding of a Buddhist teaching to her. Whatever unwholesome states have never entered our hearts yet, then let's not let it enter. Whatever unwholesome states are there, let's eliminate them. Whatever wholesome states are there, let's learn to bring them more, and whatever wholesome states we don't have yet, let's learn to cultivate them. You're trying to create a stream enterer, are you? It's not something you can create. Some people, their memories are so good they can remember being in their mother's womb. One fifty-five, is that one of us? Yeah. I've been listening since you went to San Francisco. A few years back. I didn't really understand what you were talking about. Starting to understand a bit from listening to the CDs, practicing. But sometimes I just feel like I'm suffering so much. The Buddha taught us to know suffering, not eliminate it. What we eliminate is the cause, wanting. So let's see the mind that's wanting. Let's see the mind that is not equanimous to suffering. Know the mind that's disliking, and eventually the mind will be equanimous. We'll be able to see that suffering and the mind that sees it are two different things. The mind is just the observer. The feeling of suffering is something that is just seen. The stable mind is the seer. Just know. Am I able to separate the khandhas yet? Just be patient. When we separate the khandhas, doesn't mean they're separate all the time. Separate for a moment and come back together. I used to be a very angry person. After practicing now, I can see that I'm much better. I can feel the body vibrating. I can feel the mind vibrating. Just see that these things aren't us. See that they're things that the mind sees. Whatever is observed isn't us. As someone who's angry, it's best to see non-self. 24. Okay. ดูกายเป็นหลักครับแต่ว่า it says you're doing fine แต่ว่าเห็นจิตที่ไหลไปบ้างแต่รู้สึกว่าทำความสงบไม่ค่อยเป็นแล้วก็จิตไม่ค่อยตั้งมั่นSo you don't have to make the mind stable and you don't have to make the mind peaceful. Yeah. Can you see that the body and the mind are two different things? The feeling? Can you see that? Can you see that the feeling in your heart and the observing of it are two different things?The feelings come and the feelings go. Anger comes, anger goes. He's says you're doing fine. You're able to see the feelings and the emotions come and go.You're not someone who can do samatha well into the jhanas, so you practice just as a wisdom practitioner, seeing that things come and go by themselves. Even though you can't achieve jhana, you practice the wisdom practice first, and eventually the mind will move into jhana by itself. Number one.We can't hear you. Can you turn on the mic? ทักเพื่อนเจสที่ฟลอริดานานก่อนนะครับแล้วหลังจากทักรู้สึกว่าต้องดูกายเยอะขึ้นพอดูกายเยอะขึ้นรู้สึกว่าตอนทำอะไรรูปแบบทำไม่ค่อยดีหรอกแต่ว่าพอเคยจิตจะหลายนานแต่ว่าพอเขาไปทำอย่างอื่นทำกิจกรรมเช่นอะไรนะ What is it shovel snow อะไรนะ shoveling snow ตักหิมะซึ่งคนไทยไม่ค่อยทำเขารู้สึกว่าเห็นความคิดหลายเร็ว
ที
่
เรา
ก็
บอกว่าไปทำงานที่ใช้ร่างกายทำงานไม่ใช่ทำงานที่ใช้สมอง
Okay. So he says that that's good to practice watching the body in daily activities, regular daily activities, And some people will see that the body is one thing and that the mind is another thing. Some people will see the mind working very quickly while doing these things. So, let's not get stuck in the idea that we have to do sitting or walking formal meditation. Any activity that we do where we're moving the body, we can watch the body doing what it does. It's all considered Dhamma practice. So Umpa said that there's a monk that learns with him, and Lompa keeps teaching to watch the mind move out, and he wasn't able to do it at all. He tried and couldn't do it, but one day he was just sweeping the temple, sweeping away, and then he saw the mind very clearly move down towards the leaves. And after that, now he's okay. Number two.
I've spent many years in practicing this method for about 3 years in the retreat. And I have some experiences of the stable observer, but I'm not able to keep it stable.
รู้สึกคงฝึกประมาณ3ปีแล้วก็พยายามฝึกให้มีจิตที่ตั้งมั่นเป็นผู้สังเกตนะครับแล้วรู้สึกว่าทำได้บ้างแต่ก็รักษามันไม่ได้เลย He says you talk too much and so you're not able to keep the stable mind.
เขาชอบเข้าไปเข้าคอร์สเงียบๆบ่อยๆครับตอนนั้นคุยข้างใน
ใจคุ้มบ้าง
The mind is too busy inside
จะไปฝึกจะเข้าคอร์สให้จิตนิ่งแบบนี
้ So going into courses and retreats and trying to make it still, it won't be still.So we have to practice something that is appropriate for us. The mind likes to talk, it likes to think. So what you do instead then?Is you let it think, and then when it thinks about something and feels happy, know that the mind feels happy. It thinks about something, feels sad, know that it's sad. If it thinks, feels angry, know that it's angry. Whatever feelings come up as a result, know that they did. The practice we do, it has to be the correct and appropriate one for our type of mind, our demeanor. In our case, it's too hard to be still, to practice to be peaceful. So practice in the way that people with busy minds do. Right now, you're controlling your mind too much. It's going to be feel constricted. So don't control it, just let it work as it naturally does. Yeah, it's tight and constricted. How about a nice, sweet smile, one where your heart is smiling along with you? Can you see that? The face is smiling, but the heart isn't. Just use an ordinary and comfortable
mind and then come to see the feelings that arise.
63.
Controlling too much.
Oh, that one won't translate. She's concerned, happy when in the temple, concerned about being in the world. Since the temple's in the world. It doesn't matter where we are, we guard the mind against defilements by with our mindfulness, just seeing them as they arise. Longpa is not a big fan of going on long retreats, certainly not a big fan of becoming a nun or a monk, especially women staying at temples. Sometimes it can be dangerous. I didn't understand the last little joke again. He said it's dangerous for women in temples sometimes at night because there are some bad apples there. And in fact, these days it's even not safe for some men. She meditated for him to see. He just said, you have no chance of entering jhana. Just watch the mind wavering and moving. See that it's not you. You can think about how it isn't you, but just think a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. Don't think too much. Just enough to make it start seeing that. He's just telling her to Budo, 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 to help with her particular type of busy mind. It doesn't matter if you're standing, sitting, walking, lying down, just Budo, Budo, Budo. But don't Budo so that the mind stays with Budo. Budo so that you can see what else the mind does from there. Moves out to think, what feelings come up. One moment the mind will be happy, the next unhappy. One moment good, one moment bad. We'll see that it's not us. Thank you. was talking to one person. You're too sleepy. What was the food poisonous or something? You're better than before, but you're interfering. Can you see it? You're intending to practice on purpose too much. You see, the body and mind are two different things. The feelings that enter the mind and the observer are two different things. Keep watching. What do you see clearer, the body or the mind? I think the mind. Have the body help too. If we never watch the body, we'll stop seeing the mind clearly. A lot of people make the mistake, they don't see the mind arise and fall, and so they have wrong view. They think that the mind is eternal, or consciousness is eternal. One moment, the mind is the knower, the next moment it's the thinker, the next moment it's the focuser. It isn't something that's permanent. We don't practice to make the aware mind permanent. He says to meditate for him to see. She's like, no, I couldn't do that now. He says, she has enough energy. Take a look, see the body isn't you. The hair isn't you, the skin isn't you, the nails aren't you. Separate the body into pieces and see that none of them are a self. Move up and down from the hair down to the toes, back up, back down, seeing that none of these things are a self. But only do that after your mind has enough energy. So much anger, so much delusion, mind so busy. Oh, that's fun, lots of defilements. Can you see there's that anger hiding in the background? Or is that anger going, why are there so many defilements? Why isn't my mind good yet? Just know this anger with a mind that is neutral towards it. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to make it go away or try to make it go away. Just know as it is. The mind isn't impartial enough. We're practicing not to make bad feelings go away. We're practicing to see everything as they are. We'll see everything arises and falls of its own accord. In his case, he says there's lots of doubt and curiosity coming up. He says that's because your samadhi is gone. You don't have enough samatha. Put the microphone down, or else if your mind goes into jhana, the microphone will fall. You're decorating the mind. Start again. Just know in a relaxed way. The mind has slid down into phenomena. Know that. Lost in thought. Know that. See the mind moving left and right? Know that it's doing that. Now it's controlling. So just see what happens. So we're not doing anything. We're just a relaxed observer. Sama Samadhi happens in the Noble Path. What we're practicing to have now is just along the path, but not the Noble Path, that moment of enlightenment. The true meaning of the Sama, the Eightfold Path, and the word Sama and all of the aspects of the Eightfold Path are that moment of the Noble Path, where they're actually perfectly Sama. The rest is practice towards that. No one can make the Noble Path happen. It happens by itself, but we rely on our threefold training of morality, samadhi, and wisdom to make the mind stronger and understanding more. And then the path happens in one moment. There's a big hindrance to your samadhi now, which is just doubt. So if there are these hindrances present, we have to fight it with practicing samadhi. Don't be scared of being stupid. You don't have to know answers. Just see what's going on.
คือยิ่งสงสัยว่าตัวจริงมีเนียนมากขึ้นไ
หมเนียนไ
ม่ได้ทำอะไร
นี่แหละมันจะเข้ามาสู่จุดหนึ่งไร้น้ำหนักความเฉียบเงียบกริบเห็นไหมคือวันท่าไม้ตาย
It should be weightless. We're not hanging out with a sword in our heart to fight things out. Okay, time to go home.